Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thanks for joining me again for another really fascinating conversation. I'm here in Australia, and I'm going to be doing another fantastic interview with my new and very special friend, Lauren Brisbane, who has Camel Milk Dairy. I don't know if I'm saying the whole name properly, but before I go into that, though, so I'm just kind of teasing you a bit before I get into this great conversation and really fascinating insight into things. I really want to welcome anyone who may be listening for the first time. This show is really about empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your own well-being and the well-being of those you love. And the conversations are always lively, they're always interesting, and I know that they all these conversations can help make a difference in your life. If nothing else, it just expands your horizons to what's going on out there. So it's always fun and it's always a learning experience. If you are listening for the first time, please go to my Facebook page, What Women Must Know. Like me over there because I post all of my shows there. All the archived interviews will be posted on my Facebook page. So you can always check them out and have a listen over there. Or you can go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com, and just opt in over there to my newsletter because then I can send out the archive shows to you. And by the way, I have another show on Progressive Radio Network called The Love Code, which is on every Saturday at 11 a.m. And that's a really inspiring program. I have many spiritual teachers and masters and different spiritual paths. And really the purpose of the Love Code is to uplift and inspire and to generate greater healing. So I hope you'll be listening in and joining me for the Love Code as well as being part of the community for What Women Must Know. Just one announcement that I want to share. For the last 2 years, I have been working in conjunction with a wonderful company that was really interested in developing a really unique product that actually women really need, and it's a product that women often are really shy to even talk about, and that has to do with vaginal dryness. So it's something that, for the most part, women really don't talk about unless they go to their doctors. But I have to tell you that it's a huge problem. It's a huge problem in women. So 2 years ago, I was approached by a company that said, if you could create your, you know, an ideal product that's missing out there, what would you do? And I said, I really would like to see a good product that helps women address the issue of vaginal dryness, or it's also called vaginal atrophy. So they said, okay, well, just give us a list of what ingredients you would like. So I had my wish list, and I just ran down all the ingredients that are not available in any other product that I was aware of, but I wish they were. So I ran down the list, and there were about 6-7 ingredients, and 2 years later, Hygiena is born. So we've just launched Hygiena. It is an amazing product, all natural, profoundly healing for women who are dealing with any level of vaginal dryness, vaginal atrophy. It's non-hormonal. It's, as I said, it's botanicals. It's working with a nano silver product that's totally safe, effective. It helps restore, regenerate, heal the environment in the vagina. So let's, you know, popping up front here about stuff. So if you are interested in learning more or you feel you want to try this product, please go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com, because I have a special launch price. And if you'd like to be in on this and try out the product, it comes in a form of a suppository. It's easy to use. So effective. I've gotten so many testimonials from people who have tried this product and just rave about it. They just said nothing else worked like this. So please, please, please check it out because, as you know, my passion is really supporting women in their health and well-being and finding natural and effective solutions. So I'm really thrilled to be able to present to the world this new product called Hygiena, and you can find out more on my website. So, okay, so that's my special announcement for today, and I want to jump into the conversation because this is part two of my interview with Lauren Brisbane, who is the founder of Cute Camel, which is an amazing farm, dairy, it's an incredible place that I actually visited a couple of weeks ago after my first interview. I was so intrigued with Lauren and her herd of 120 camels that I ventured out there on an open day where lots of families came with children, and we got to have this up close and personal experience with her beautiful camels and their babies. It was mothers and babies, and they are just so gorgeous and so sweet, and we were feeding them and they were nuzzling up to us. It's like just amazing. I didn't want to leave. Actually, just want to hang out with the camels. So I wanted to have a continuing conversation about the role of camel milk and its many applications, because last time when we talked about camel milk, we talked about all the therapeutic benefits of camel milk, which is quite fascinating. But we're going to talk a little bit in a little different vein about another way that camel milk is really becoming such an amazing healing product, and that's in skincare. So Lauren has formulated a unique range of skincare based on the healing properties of camel milk. And the other unique thing is the use of Australian botanicals. And we're going to learn all about this and what it does and why I'm excited and why Lauren is really passionate about taking the miracle of camel milk and finding all the different avenues it can really help and benefit people. So first of all, I want to just share a little bit about Lauren. She is the director of Cute Camel on the Sunshine Coast here in Queensland, Australia, which was the first camel dairy in Australia to produce pasteurized camel milk and is the world's only certified organic camel dairy. She wrote and published a two-year study in 2009, Camels in Queensland, Opportunities for Diversification. And Lauren was the chair and founding member of the Australian Camel Industry Association from 2010 to 2017. She advises both Australian federal and state governments on the development of the camel industry in Australia and NGOs on industry matters. And she lives here on the Sunshine Coast with her husband of 27 years, three children, and a herd of over 120 absolutely delightful, gorgeous camels. So it's my pleasure to welcome Lauren back to the show today. Hi, Lauren.
Oh, hi, Dr. Cheryl. It's a pleasure to be back.
You know, it really was such a wonderful day, and I'm so glad I had the opportunity to come out and visit with you in person and your camels in person, because it absolutely was a treat. I've never hung out with camels. You know, I did go for a camel ride in the desert one time when I was in Egypt, but this is a totally different experience to just be with these gorgeous creatures, which you helped to enlighten me about their intelligence and so many of the unique characteristics and how truly loving and gentle. I love their eyelashes. They just have the hugest, the longest eyelashes I've ever seen. They're just so sweet. And you just love these camels. And you can just see how much you and your family absolutely treasure and honor and respect these animals. And they, in turn, give so much back to you. So I just had to say that because it was really a delight to be there with you.
Oh, thank you. We love to share what we do, and I love to impart knowledge on to people so that they can understand a little bit about this fabulous, fabulous creature. They are the most evolved land mammal on Earth, and I actually say to people, they're actually not domesticated, they're evolved. So it's very much about looking at them as an evolved animal and how wonderfully intelligent they are, They understand language and they are curious and sensitive and calm and loving and fun and, you know, cheeky and but just generally they are loving and gentle and kind. And pick up so much about people that it's a joy to watch and it's a joy to share. So, yeah, it was a pleasure to introduce you to our herd, whom, and they know nothing but love. So that's all they give back is love. Yeah, so, and it's lovely to be able to provide an environment for them in which to live like that. And they should be provided with an environment to live like that. They are, so we follow very traditional methods of herd management, very much based on how the Bedouins managed camels, but in an incredibly genuine and family-orientated way. So we, and by giving them that opportunity, it's very much a partnership between they and us. And it's lovely to be able to show people that working with an animal in a production sense doesn't mean you have to change who they are. It is understanding who they are and allowing them to work with you. If they don't want to, they don't have to. So, you know, there could be, you know, plenty of reasons why, you know, they may not want to give milk or, and there's some camels that we definitely have rehomed that being in a dairy was not for them. And they let you know, and they're not mean about it. They just let you know that they don't want to be a part of that. And then what we do is rehome them, but never to rehome them on their own. It's about being still part of a herd. So a couple of our girls we've, you know, sent out to another property where we house some of our camels, which is a long way away, but out in Charleville, and just allows them to be matriarchs in a camel herd and enjoy life, you know, with, again, where they're loved and respected. So it's
you know,
we're very fortunate to be able to run our business that way.
Yeah, and I just want to say that there were people there on the day that I came. This was an open house that you do every month. And they brought their children. And some of these children really were fearful of animals, especially big animals. In fact, there was an adult that also was terrified of animals. And they all, by the end of the day, were feeding the camels, were petting the camels. The camels were coming up to them, putting their heads on their shoulders. And you know, I saw a transformation that happened in these people who came with fear, and by the end, they just couldn't stop petting them and being around them. So I just saw this wonderful healing happen. Yeah, it was beautiful. And for the first time and are maybe a little perplexed by this conversation of camels in Australia, we just have to let them know that camels were an introduced species into Australia in the 1800s, and they now number, what, I think you said 400,000 camels now live in Australia?
They do. Yeah, we have 400,000 more camels in Australia.
Camels often...
I think that when you look at the history of camels, they originated in North America, and the oldest fossils ever found in North America, and their feet, as much as they've adapted to sand, their feet originally developed through snow. So when all the continents were still joined, they actually went from North America and down through the Silk, through Russia and down through the Silk Road and into Asia. I think if Australia had still been connected to, say, New Guinea, I think they would have moved down further and would have been an indigenous species anyway. So I just think that we broke away before they moved down that far because our environment, and certainly that the desert areas of Australia, are so suited to camels and they just thrive. And the wonderful thing about the fact that we do have wild camels in Australia is it's provided an avenue for our indigenous people, and certainly in a couple of particular areas where they have, where nothing really survives out there, just kangaroos and people when there's water, and the camels thrive in, you know, in a desert situation. Of course,
most people think of desert as just sand. Well, desert in Australia is just a a plethora of, fabulous, bush species and, plants. And, camels thrive in that. And what's happened is that the largest camel company in the world is actually an Indigenous Australian company, which is just wonderful. And it allows, those people to have industry on their land and have this amazing animal which they supply into the marketplace. And they have it, and otherwise there's not a lot out there that survives, so because it's a pretty harsh climate.
And before we go into the skinkerage, I just want to say that one of the things I learned from you is that camels really thrive in those harsh environments where most other animals would really struggle. And they don't do well in rain. When I was visiting with you, there was a patch of rain that came through the couple of days, and you were saying how stressed they were, and they just weren't eating well, and they just don't like the rain. But get them out in the desert, with all that heat and all that shrub that not a lot of animals can really thrive on, and they're in heaven.
Yeah, they are. And they grow fat in drought, and I really don't know any other animal that does. They grow fat in drought, and they're incredibly happy, when it's 40 degrees on the Sunshine Coast and it's really dry and everybody's complaining about the heat, I'm thrilled. And, everybody's going, it's so hot, and I'm going, it's wonderful, my camels are so happy. And I'm usually, when it's raining and everybody goes, oh, isn't the rain lovely? And I usually have this really serious, grumpy look on my face, and they go, oh, that's right, you don't like it. And I'm like, no, I don't. And they don't like it either. They just really struggle because they have wool and they shiver to get, to dry off. And it's just, that it's just not something that they, really enjoy. Although, if it hasn't rained for a while, they do enjoy it. And if when it's rained, they love to roll in the mud. They love to get in the water and have a bit of a swim. And they get absolutely putrid. You can't tell what colour they are because they really get... So they do love those sort of aspects. So it's not uncommon to see a camel in a dam having a lovely time. So, it's just... But they do love the heat. And the wonderful thing about them is that they can... thermoregulate, so they can control the heat in their body and cool down and by sitting down so they're just this amazing animal, and I love watching all the different aspects of how their body works and how they utilize it. And the milk is thicker in winter to give the babies more fat in the milk, and it's that we have a huge amount of fat in our milk during winter time, and then in summertime there isn't as much fat. There's still fat, but not as much, because the camel naturally will water it down to make sure the baby's hydrated. So they're just some of the scientific aspects of camels I just find absolutely fascinating.
And I just want to say one more thing, because I've been learning so much from you. And when I saw that, it's like camels, the mothers, actually... they control the release of the milk, and unless they're concentrating, the milk won't actually, you can't milk them. So they have to really stay focused in their meditative mode. They're really into their mindfulness, aren't they?
Very much so. Yeah, very much so. Yeah. So, and I have something that we do in the dairy that I call camel yoga. So if a camel's nervous and she's just not relaxing, then I just put my hands on her and close my eyes and just breathe, and I'll help her slow her breathing down and just let her relax into my hands. And we call that camel yoga, and I'm sure it has lots of other names, but that's what we call it. And it just, if she's a little bit, particularly if she's a new mum, and just incidentally, we don't milk our camels before the baby's 2 months old, because the baby has to reach all its milestones. And then sometimes we don't even then. If the baby's a little baby, or she's a little bit nervous, or we don't feel that the baby's feeding as well as it should be, we don't milk her. And sometimes when the baby's going through a rapid growth rate, we will stop milking her, and she might be producing a lot of milk, but it would be, her body would really struggle to give us milk and feed the baby as well, even though she makes more milk for us. So, and in those cases, we will pull her off out of the dairy and just let her manage, you know, the baby's growth rate and the management of her milk, because you can really, really stress their body out. So it's really important to honour the fact that she's a mum first, and that, you know, so when she's a little bit nervous in the dairy and the baby stands next to her, which usually calms her down, but not always. It's camels settle into it, but sometimes they don't for their first milking, which would be for a couple of years, and they can dance around and just don't feel terribly compatible with what's going in the dairy. And then we just give her plenty of time and space to actually relax into it. And of course, if she really didn't want to do it, we wouldn't force her to. But it's but camel yoga works really well, and you just close your eyes and just breathe, and she settles into your hands, and then she'll just relax. And it's just soothing words and, you know, special feeds and all sorts of things, just to make her feel, you know, that it's okay. You know, if you're a little bit nervous about this, that's okay. We'll just take our time. So that's all really important. But yes, she does concentrate and let down, and she can hold her milk up. If she doesn't feel like the baby's, you know, getting enough, if she's not producing enough for the milk, she won't let milk down for you. So, and in that case, you know, baby comes first. So, and that's fine too.
Yeah. Well, I love the way you really are tuning into all of your camels, all the babies. You just keep track of what's going on, and you have this personal relationship with all of your camels. They all have names, and you just know their personalities and take care of them and honor them. And that's really special. So, Lauren,
special.
Let's talk about how you've expanded, because you started out using camel milk for nutrition and for healing, mm-hmm. for healing food, and then you've kind of found some other ways that this healing substance can actually be incorporated into a unique skincare range. And I think you really have a unique skincare range. So talk to us about your camel milk, and which is made with Australian botanicals as well, which is really unusual and special.
It is. Well, during my research, I realized that how special the milk was and what amazing properties it had in it. And it also, when I did research, you know, certainly back from centuries ago, and the information that came through from the Bedouins, is that they used the milk not only for their bodies, inside their bodies, and consumed the milk, but they used it on the body. And when I investigated the wonderful properties of the milk and looked at a lot of the research that had already been done, I realised that the milk healed from both the inside and the outside. So what I decided to do, so I embarked on a 5-year R&D project where we started making camel milk skincare. But what we did was, first of all, we started utilising some of the wonderful essential oils that are there to actually mix with the camel milk, and so that it enhanced the actual properties and also the hydration of the milk and on the skin. And so we spent 5 years going through, you know, really wonderful, wonderful products, essential oils, but really wanted something that was... You know, while it's still quite unique having a skincare range made with camel milk, I really wanted to have this, you know, wonderful Australian accent to it, and Australian native botanicals, because our country is so old, and our Indigenous population has so much knowledge of Indigenous plants and species, is that there's a really wonderful array of botanicals that actually enhance the milk. And just give that a truly Australian, but also this amazing healing benefits for the skin. So in developing the range, the range had to be something that, you know, I wanted to, and my friends and my family and, you know, anybody that I met or knew, or any other women particularly, would want to put on their skin. But it had to have an amazing healing benefit. And there's a couple of reasons why that was really, really important to me. One, my daughter Yasmin, she developed and she had peaches and cream skin, beautiful, beautiful skin, and she's, I think, a very attractive girl. And when she reached the age of 19, she got adult acne. And here's this beautiful girl with beautiful skin, and it became just a nightmare for her. And you can imagine at that age, when she was just embarking on her young womanhood, it was just devastating for her. And she said to me, look, do you think you could make me something with the milk? Certainly cold milk on her skin when it was angry, and was the cold camel milk was certainly easing. And so when obviously I knew the benefits of the milk, that, you know, has omega 3, 6 and 8. It penetrates the dermis and epidermis layers. It has natural AHAs, alpha hydroxy acids. It's, you know, got loads and loads of vitamins and vitamin C and calcium. And I said, well, sure. So we started to mix the milk. I used a young developer, local young developer. And we mixed the products with some really good essential oils to start with. And she said, well, and it was fabulous. It really calmed her skin down. And by the time we got to the final sort of product, she went from, and she had been on medication for a long time, and that's not something she wanted to do, and it can actually affect your fertility and could be quite dangerous to use some of those drugs. And she's now no longer on drugs. She, you know, for the last couple of years, she's actually just been using our products, and it's controlled her skin. And you know, she doesn't get out. She has occasional breakouts, if, depending, you know, hormonally what's going on with her body, but or if she's had a chocolate binge, that never helps. But she certainly it's completely changed her life. And I wanted to have products that I could say to other women, look, I use this. This is safe for you to use. It doesn't matter what sort of skin you have, whether it's really, really, you know, you've got super gentle, easy skin that, it, you know, really doesn't matter what you put on, it always looks fabulous. But if you've got super sensitive skin and you've got psoriasis and dermal problems and you know, it's dry, it's oily, all sorts of things, then these are great products for you, and you can use them with confidence. So, I'm really proud of, you know, what we've developed. But, you know, and looking into the wonderful botanicals that we have in Australia, those native botanicals, they just finished it off, and they would just, and, you know, each one has a different native Australian botanical in it. And so, like lily pilly, you know, hand wash, and lemon myrtle hand and nail, and that's one of my favourites. The lemon myrtle hand and nail, it smells beautiful, and very often your hands, I think for all of us, particularly over the last year or so, it was constantly washing our hands with COVID, and you get dried and angry, and then we're still trying to function as, you know, normal human beings, and most people have been working from home, and you're forever washing your hands and they're drying out. The lemon myrtle is, hand and nail is just beautiful. It gives you really long, healthy nails. It really hydrates your skin. The lemon myrtle heals the skin, and I get like a dermatitis rash from chemicals if I go anywhere near them. So everything we use in the house has to be completely natural, because if I pick up anything or touch anything that's got some sort of harsh, dreadful, you know, product in it, I'll get a rash on my hands. So, like an eczema on my hands. And this is just an amazing product, but it makes your hands smell beautiful. So you keep running around smelling your hands because they smell beautiful. But I specifically designed it so you could keep working. You could put the hand and nail on and still work at your computer without having sticky hands. So a lot of hand and nail products are sticky. So I made something that would just soak into your skin, feel wonderful, smell wonderful. Your nails, you get these really long, beautiful, strong nails, and it just smells wonderful. So, you know, there was just time and effort that went into it.
Well, I mean, I know you've done so much research, so I wanted to be sure. I wanted to just go back to chamomile. So you talked about the fact that it has high amounts of omega fatty acids, which is really nourishing and healing and anti-inflammatory. Is there anything else you want to say about how chamomile, when used in a topical application, it really supports the healing of the skin? You talked a bit about your hand cream, but what else? Is there anything else that's really important that we need to know about what makes chamomile such a special ingredient and unique ingredient? I don't think there are many chamomile skincare products out there in the world.
Well, it promotes collagen production in your skin. So
that's pretty important.
It is. You know, and it also penetrates the dermis.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so it really does. Uh-huh. And even my sister, who's such a skeptic, I sent her the cream and sent her the whole range, and she rang me and she said, and she and I love each other to death, but we're incredibly different, she and I. So she's still a bit of a party girl, and you know, and I'm the, you know, the mum, and she chose not to have children. So we're really different, but love each other so much. And she said to me, you know, I really have to admit that my skin looks so much better. And I was starting to get a few wrinkles, and really, they've gone. And I went, well, that was the whole idea of it, Lisa.
Wow, that's a testimony, right?
Yeah, so, and, you know, my sister doesn't, you know, my sister's very blunt with me, and I'm very blunt with her. So that was lovely to hear, but, you know, people calling you and saying, my skin's so much better. It's so, you know, and look, there's just a plethora of just goodies in camel milk. So it's great for sunburn. So if you get sunburn, you just, and you know, I'm forever forgetting to put sunscreen on. I get out there with my camels and I forget what I'm doing except going out and hanging out with them. And so often I get terribly burnt, and I just pile on the doesn't matter which one product I put on, you know, whether it's the hand and nail or the, you know, the night cream or the day cream, it heals the sunburn immediately. You never ever blister. So it's and I've, you know, and we've done a few tests on, you know, different people. Certainly one of my sons got red hair, so, and he's got that fine white skin, and he plays footy. If he hasn't got enough sunscreen on and he gets burnt, the first thing we do, we put the cream on. It gets rid of his sunburn immediately. He never blisters, never ever. He never peels, never blisters. His skin is never damaged. I even put it through his hair because his poor head gets burnt as well. So I put it through his hair and it relieves his, you know, the soreness in his hair from sunburn. But we've actually used it on some people with who have radiation dermatitis or radiation burns, the cancer, and with amazing results, amazing. So they virtually have no burning. The last fellow that we used on it recently had, he was getting radiation treatment on his neck, and I was only talking to him today, and I said, your skin looks amazing. He said, do you want to feel where your cream was and where I had the radiation? I said, sure. And I went, that feels like a baby skin. He said, it does, doesn't it? It's fantastic. There is not a mark on his skin. And he virtually only for 1 week did it start to get a little bit sore, and he had a little bit of patchiness on, and I mean a small amount. It was gone within days. It was amazing. So the healing benefits of it is really quite extreme, and I think it really doesn't matter which product you use. Certainly the masks are great, particularly for young people who have breakouts, but we also do a skin lightener with a dermapeptide in it. A lot of skin lighteners have got acids in them, and they profess in certainly lightening your skin, but they don't. That I think, you know, I just really think that's a little bit of hype. So we actually use a dermapeptide in there, which is incredibly gentle on your skin, but it really does lighten it. So if you've got skin that's sun damaged or you've got age spots, etc., you can put it on, you can put it under your makeup, and you just take it off and you take your makeup off and your skin will lighten. So I did have a few sort of age spots because I'm in my 50s now, and you can virtually not see them. If I put it on a lot more, I wouldn't see any, but it's and a typical farmer. Yeah, sorry, I forget about me.
Well, you know, that product right there, I'm sure, will interest lots of people because this issue with, you know, pigmentation and age spots is really a problem for people. Which product is that? And tell us what's in it. Give us some more information about it.
So it's got it's called Melaleuca Snowflower Skin Lightening Face Mask. It's a very long name. But so, of course, it's got a camel milk base on it, and it's got kaolin in it, but it's got a dermapeptide in it and the bearberry powder. So bearberry is a skin lightener in itself, but really supportive of the skin. The dermapeptide is supportive, but both the skin lightener. So we put it sort of like a double dose of skin lightening in there. The camel milk also helps to lighten your skin, but of course it's just this wonderful hydrating, penetrating, and then it's got, you know, a number of oils in there to support the skin as well. So you know, so it's got some zeolite in there as well, and it just, yeah, so there's just a wonderful array of really supportive products in there to support your skin. It doesn't dry it out, and it just, you know, just so like you feel like, well, you know, it doesn't matter what age I am, I don't need to have age spots. I can get this really even pigmentation over my skin. So it's a great product, and we've had great success with it. We have a lot of older groups that come to visit. You know, they have a lot of older groups of people that come to visit at the farm during the week, and a lot of those ladies are always looking for something that will reduce their age spots. So we're really happy and really proud of it.
Okay, so tell us the name of that one again.
So it's called Melaleuca. So Melaleuca is a type of native tree in Australia. So it's called Melaleuca Snowflower.
Why Snowflower?
Snowflower. It's just that it's called a snowflower. It's a Melaleuca Snowflower. So because it has a white flower on it. Yeah, that's the name of the plant.
Okay.
Yeah. So we name our products after the indigenous plant that's in them. So it clearly says Kew Camel Skincare Australia, but we name each product after the indigenous plant that it comes from. So Melaleuca Snowflower, and Melaleuca is a type of tea tree. So, and then Skin Lightening Face Mask.
Right. Okay. So tell us. You have several others. Tell us about the. I think you have a day care cream, and you have some unique botanicals in that along with your.
We do.
They all have camel milk, but you
all
also include.
All of them have a camel milk base.
Botanicals.
Yeah, and we use fresh camel milk, which is incredibly difficult to do, because I know that there's a couple of other companies that will use camel milk. They use powdered milk because they can't stabilise fresh milk. And we do it at a therapeutic goods administration level, which means you have to be incredibly fussy and incredibly clean to get milk at that level. So so it has fresh camel milk in it. And then the day cream is called Waratah Day Cream. And it's the Waratah flower is the New South Wales native flower, but it's this ancient flower. It's a spectacular flower, but it comes from the leaf extract from it. So it's called Waratah Day Cream, and then we have camel milk, and then we have macadamia oil, apricot oil, but one of the oils that I use in it is prickly pear oil, and that's a bit of a feature of what we use in our oils, is that I don't use the prickly pear oil.
No.
Oh, I do use it in the lemon, myrtle, hand and nail, but one of the feature oils we use is prickly pear oil. It's rarely used. It's quite an expensive oil, and it has 150 times the vitamin E of argan oil. So, it is an amazing oil. It's just beautiful. It has prickly pear oil in it. It's really restorative and really supporting with the skin, and it works really well with the camel milk. So it has lots of really wonderful extracts in it, including the waratah leaf extract is really good at promoting collagen as well. So that's lovely. And all of them, every product we have, has a unique scent. So so that when you put it on, you feel fabulous and you smell wonderful. Not overly powering, but it just has these beautiful, unique scent to it. And they're all different with each product.
And what about the night cream? Because they're so fascinating. I've never heard of prickly pear oil ever.
No.
That's so rare.
It is. Yeah.
It's
and
so
the,
amazing
the kangaroo
that you're using it.
Yeah, no, it is a rare oil. It's actually from, prickly pear is actually actually a bit of a problem here in Australia. Prickly pear is, but camels love it. It's like lollipops to camels. Prickly pear is like a pear tree, which is that cactus. Is a cactus plant.
Yeah.
And they're quite invasive. And most people on properties hate them, and camels absolutely love them. If I go out west and pick some for my camels and bring it in, it is the most, it's like I've given them a lollipop. They just love it. And of course.
But isn't it spiky?
It doesn't bother camels. Camels have got a really unique mouth, and they can crunch up spikes that would impale a human being. They have these really amazing mouths, and they can crunch up these dreadfuls, but they love spiky food, like as in spiky plants with huge thorns on them, and they just crunch them up. Doesn't bother them at all. So and it certainly, it doesn't damage their mouth at all. But they, so one of my camels eats pineapples. Do you remember Anna eating her pineapple? She eats pineapple.
I brought Anna a pineapple.
She did.
A whole pineapple.
And she loved it. He loves pineapple. Yeah, so it's got an incredibly rough prickly outside, and she just thinks it's wonderful. But so prickly pears are actually a cactus, and the oil comes from the flower. They have this incredibly beautiful red flower, and so the oil is extracted from the fruit of the cactus flower.
Mm.
So you can understand why it's quite rare, but it's a fabulous oil, prickly pear oil. So we just love using it, and it's it just does amazing things to the skin. So it has a lot of prickly pear oil and oils in the night cream that are just and just a tiny little hint of lavender to help you sleep. So in the scent, So I've just added a little few, just a drop of lavender. So it so when you put it on over night time, it's really regenerative. It's really hydrating on your skin. Particularly if you're in a very cold climate or a really hot climate and your skin's dried out. But, when you're in a blizzard and your skin, you think, goodness me, my skin's just taken a beating outside. It's, you put it on at the night time and go to bed, and that little tiny bit of lavender helps you sleep in the scent, and you just feel your skin feels fabulous in the morning. So that's a lovely product. So the Rosella cleansing cream is gentle, and it's from the Rosella, means that it's from a plant that's called the Rosella plant. It's a native Rosella flower here. So another use for Rosellas, by the way, is to put the flower, the dried flower, in your champagne glass. So At Christmas time, we always put Rosella flowers in our champagne glasses. Yeah, so and so makes your champagne. It's just got this really hint of this beautiful Rosella flower in your champagne, and it looks fabulous, particularly at Christmas time. So there's a number of uses for Rosella flowers, but that's in our cleansing cream, and that's incredibly gentle. So really cleans the pores, but it's very gentle. So it's not. So it doesn't, take away those natural oils of your skin. So, and then the last product, we've got Lily Pilly Hand Wash, very gentle, you know, doesn't, particularly when you're washing your hands all the time, it's just, the Lily Pilly is an amazing plant.
What is Lily Pilly?
A tree. Actually, you can eat Lily Pilly, the berries. It's from, and it's from the plant, Lily Pilly. And it's a native tree in Australia. That a lot of people use them as hedges and, you know, very sort of attractive plants in there. They grow really quickly. But Lily Pilly, the seeds or the, they're not seeds, they're fruit off it, you can actually make it into jam. So, but it's a great, it's a fabulous plant. So the Lily Pilly hand and body wash is, super gentle on the skin. In fact, my middle son, he has very short cropped hair, and he found that certainly sort of some of the shampoos were way too were detrimental to his skin, so he washes his hair in it. He said he's never had a problem since. So he was finding his scalp was a little bit dry, so we always use it, and it's really, really soothing on your skin, and it's just so gentle. So, and the last product is then the, we have an Emu Apple face mask, so that just helps clean up your skin. It's just lovely to wear to bed. It washes off in the morning, or you can just leave it on, but I designed that so it would dry clear. So if you put a face mask on at night and then someone came to the door, they would actually never know that you had a face mask on. So, you know.
And what's that made with? What's your secret? Oh,
that's Emu Apple. That's Emu Apple. So Emu Apple is a fabulous indigenous fruit, and that's made from Emu Apple. So incredibly cleansing, and it really promotes that healthy skin. So, and certainly cleaning it out. So, both my boys, my daughter, myself, my friends, if your skin's looking a little bit, you know, like a little bit ugly, as in, you know, you've got a few spots, if you've, you know, or you've, it's just looking a little bit rough. It's certainly my boys, one's a teenager and one's in his early 20s. And if they have a breakout, then they'll put the face mask on. And you know, certainly my daughter uses it all the time. And it makes a really great face mask, you know, for people when their skin is just really not what it should be doing, and really isn't the way it should be, and it just really, you get up in the morning, if you've got a few spots, they'll be gone, or they'll be, you know, significantly reduced, and any redness or soreness is significantly reduced, and then you just put the day cream on. So it really complements the day cream, but it's a great mask, and you can spray it with a little bit of Evian water and keep it fresh and light and hydrated if you want to, and leave it on and just wear it, you know, walk around the house, or you can go to bed with it on and it'll dry, but it won't crack, it won't make you feel like you've got a mud mask mud mask on your face and it's just cracked and peeled, so it never feels like that, and you just wash it off in the morning, so it's really easy. But you, at least you can open the door without looking like, you know, with a green face, or, you know, it's clear. So that had to be
just
really
in
important.
Case, be ready.
Just in case. sometimes you want to wear a mask, but you don't want your partner or anybody to see it. You know, it's embarrassing having a mask on and there's some horrendous colour on it. You look like you've just popped your head in a bowl of, you know, whatever, you know, so no. So it's clear, dries clear. And then finally, there's nothing better than having a lip balm just popped in your pocket. And we have Kakadu Plum. Kakadu Plum is a wonderful bush food. Mm-hmm. And Kakadu Plum lip balm. And this has got oils in it that really hydrate your skin. So particularly if you're out in a blizzard, you know, in the snow, or you've got, you know, when you get those, here in Australia we get a lot of wind in like August and everybody gets really dry lips. It's absolutely fabulous. You just pop it in your pocket and just apply that or put it underneath your lipstick, and it really keeps your lips moist and stops them from cracking. Do you know what I found though with using the camel milk on my skin? I used to often get that, you know, the virus you get in your skin, you get a cold sore, and I have suffered from them badly for years and years. Yeah, and I've suffered from them. And it's certainly, you know, if you get a little bit stressed, certainly with business at times, you know, you're feeling a little bit stressed, or I've got a lot on my plate, so, or you're up late at night with members of your family, so, and it was always be at the most inconvenient time. I found that using the products, I rarely, if ever, get them now, ever. So it's rare for me, and I find that the lip balm, if I feel a bit of tingling, I put the lip balm on, or I really, you know, put a face mask on, or just add a lot more sort of camel milk creams on my skin. I just don't have the problems I've used to. I used to get one sometimes every month, and I rarely, if ever, now it's thinking, oh, hang on, I've got a tingling on my skin. Gee, I haven't had that for a long time. So that's, and I've had them for years and years. So that's really been a really nice advantage of, you know, developing the skin range, is that it's really reduced that viral, and it does, it reduces viruses. That's part of what the milk does. It's antiviral and antibacterial. So, you know, and sometimes if my feet are sort of a little bit sore or they get a little bit dry around the heels, I just put the cream on my feet, and it's just so healing. And I don't get those horrible cracked heels either.
So, you know, I find this range so unique because, first of all, it's made with that liquid camel milk, but then it's, you know, it's the liquid, it's not dried, so it's got amazing properties. And then you've done a tremendous amount of research and enlisted experts to really source Australian botanicals. And I just want to say for people who are listening that for up until recent times, no one really paid any attention to all the amazing Australian healing plants here. They were just ignored. And now there's kind of a renaissance, isn't there, of interest in the wide range of medicinal botanical plants that are found here in Australia, which I just love that, you know, there's this recognition of these gifts that the land is giving us here. And you have done all this research to find the best plants that will work in a unique way to bring this range to us. And I know you've done a lot of work, and it's taken a tremendous amount of research and, you know, playing around to get the right ingredients and, you know, the right consistency, the right amount. It's not easy to do a skincare product at all.
No, it's not.
Natural, and it's all organic, and it's therapeutic. And I wanted you to talk about it because when we were talking about it at the dairy, or I don't know, you call it a dairy or a farm, or
the love in, I don't know, the dairy, the farm, the love in. Yeah, look, it hasn't, we call it Cute Camel Dairy, but it really is. When you're out in the paddock with them, it's a bit of a love in, really, isn't it? So that's sort of, you know, it's, you know, yeah, I think it whatever name appeals to you, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so you were sharing with me at that time about this range, and I just got excited because I am always interested in finding these treasures that really are beneficial, unique, and offer real results. So, you know, I look forward to trying them myself, and the more you talk about it, the more excited I get about these unique and rare ingredients. They're all rare, what you have in your...
They are rare. Australia is such an old country. It really is such an old, old country, and we have a wonderful heritage of an ancient indigenous population, and that information is passed down from generation to generation to generation, and I really think that it has been ignored, and there is certainly, you know, people are starting to really look at Indigenous products and Native Indigenous products to and using them for their benefits. I mean, they've sustained one of the most ancient civilizations and populations on Earth. You know, Aboriginal people have inhabited Australia for at least 60,000 years. And
at least.
So their knowledge of bush medicine is you know, so far-ranging, and utilising some of these beautiful, beautiful plants that we have. I really compliments the camel milk and some other wonderful essential oils that really hydrate the skin. And I think, you know, it's not about clogging up the skin. It's not about putting things on. It's really about putting food on your skin that makes it, that enhances it. And that's what I've really tried to do, is actually utilize fabulous, because everything's plant derived or from camels. And it really enhances the skin. It's food for the skin. And it's funny, when you wear it around the camels, they can smell the camel milk. So they, and Marama dogs,
they come up and start licking you.
Yes, they do. They lick your skin. They smell it and they lick your skin. And our dogs do too. We have, for your listeners, we have four big hairy sheepdogs. They're Italian sheepdogs called Maramas, and they help look after our little baby camels. And they're big hairy, white hairy dogs. And when if I've just applied some cream on my skin, they usually have a big smell, because they'll still camel milk at any chance they get. And it's not uncommon to be seeing there having a dog lick your leg or your arm. So they love it as well. So it's quite funny. It really is quite funny. So
we're coming to the end of the show, but I want people to go to the website if they want to learn more about the camel milk, if they want to learn more about your skincare range. They just need to go to QCamel, just the letter Q, camel.com.au. And what I love about the products, and the last thing I want to say before we have to bring this wonderful conversation to an end, is you've made them so affordable. They're just such affordable products for the unique ingredients and the therapeutic benefits. So, I just want to thank you, because I know you put so much work and attention, and, your integrity and purity shines through those products and everything you do learn. So, we're all very grateful to you for what you bring into this world and what a difference you're making.
Thank you, Dr. Cheryl. We've really tried to do something quite special and make it affordable for women, so that they feel that they can access some really great products and they don't feel like they're going to the wall to be able to do that. They can afford to buy them. And, of course, we do ship around the world. So if they go to our website, qcamel.com.au, they can just go to our shop and look at the products and we can arrange shipping for them anywhere in the world. And we're very good at that. And it's accessible to everybody. So I hope both yourself and your listeners will utilize them and enjoy them as much as we do.
Well, you've inspired us, and I'm sure people really would be very interested to check out. So, again, go to qcamel.com.au. Lauren Brisbane, thank you so much for all the wealth of information you've brought to the show and our previous show. And it's time for us to say goodbye. So to all of you listening, thank you again for joining me here on What Women Must Know. Come back again. Opt in to my Facebook page, What Women Must Know. And until next time, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.
Thank you.